Strategic Market Intelligence Report, Federal Software Supply Chain Security Transformation, 2025 to 2026. 1. Executive Strategic Assessment. The 2025 Paradigm Shift. The United States federal cybersecurity landscape has undergone a radical structural transformation throughout the fiscal year 2025, fundamentally altering the acquisition, deployment, and risk management of software across the defense, intelligence, and civilian sectors. Following the issuance of the Executive Order on Sustaining Select Efforts to Strengthen the Nation's Cybersecurity in June 2025, the centralized compliance models that defined the early 2020s have been rescinded in favor of a decentralized, risk-centric framework. This regulatory pivot has effectively transferred the burden of software verification from central bodies like the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, directly to individual agency authorizing officials, AOs, and Chief Information Security Officers, CISOs, creating a profound verification vacuum within the federal enterprise. For Reversing Labs, this environment represents a singular historic market opportunity. The rescinding of centralized attestation mandates does not alleviate the security requirement. Rather, it creates an urgent necessity for agencies to procure independent, autonomous validation capabilities. Agency leaders can no longer rely on a CISA stamp of approval or vendor self-attestation to shield themselves from liability. Instead, they are now personally and professionally accountable for the integrity of the software they authorize for operation. This report provides an exhaustive analysis of why Reversing Labs' Spectra Assure platform, anchored by its unique complex binary analysis capability, is the only viable technological solution to bridge the gap between the new decentralized liability model and the operational reality of contested environments mandated by the Department of Defense, DOD. Unlike traditional application security testing, AST vendors that rely on source code access, a luxury federal acquirers rarely possess, Reversing Labs provides the ground truth of software integrity by analyzing the compiled binaries, firmware, and black box commercial off-the-shelf software that constitute the vast majority of the federal software estate. 1.1. The collapse of centralized verification and the rise of AO liability. The defining characteristic of the late 2025 federal market is the shift in liability. The June 2025 executive order modified the frameworks established by EO 14028, specifically removing the requirement for software producers to submit machine-readable attestations to a central CISA repository. While this reduced the bureaucratic overhead of compliance reporting, it simultaneously removed the federal government's primary mechanism for centralized risk assessment. Agencies are now operating in a decentralized verification environment. The responsibility for validating that a piece of software is free from malware, tampering, and vulnerabilities now rests entirely with the acquiring agency. This shift coincides with a growing legal and regulatory trend toward personal liability for security executives. Legal precedents established in 2024 and 2025, particularly regarding the SEC's actions against corporate CISOs for security negligence, have created a sword of Damocles for federal AOs. In this context, Reversing Labs serves as an essential risk mitigation platform. By providing an automated, auditable, and deep analysis of software binaries, Reversing Labs offers AOs the empirical evidence required to defend their authorization decisions. The platform effectively acts as an insurance policy for AOs, generating a defensible audit trail that proves due diligence was performed beyond mere vendor trust. This capability is distinct from competitors who rely on manifests or attestations, which are legally and technically insufficient in a decentralized liability model. 1.2. The contested environment mandate. Parallel to the shifts in civilian agency liability, the Department of Defense has reoriented its technology strategy around the concept of the contested environment. The June 2025 DoD Memorandum on Commercial Off-the-Shelf, COTS, Information and Communications Technology, Supply Chain Risk Management, explicitly states that ICT deployed in warfighting domains must be capable of securely operating where adversaries actively target supply chains. This mandate fundamentally changes the procurement requirements for defense software. It moves the bar from compliance, checking a box, to provenance and tamper resistance. The DoD now requires visibility into the sub-tier supply chain of COTS products to ensure that adversaries have not introduced malicious functionality during the manufacturing or distribution process. Reversing Labs' core competency, decomposing a binary file to identify software of unknown provenance, SOUP, and embedded malware, aligns perfectly with this directive. The ability to inspect the final build ensures that the software deployed to a tactical edge device matches the software that was authorized, detecting any interdiction or tampering that occurred post-build. 2. Technological imperative, the supremacy of binary analysis in federal acquisition. To understand the Reversing Labs value proposition, it is necessary to deconstruct the fundamental flaw in the current federal approach to software security, the reliance on source code analysis, SCA, for commercial software. 2.1. The black box acquisition reality. The federal government is primarily a buyer, not a builder of software. The vast majority of the federal software inventory consists of COTS products, operating systems, databases, office suites, and specialized mission applications, where the government does not have access to the source code. Competitors such as SNCC, Sonatype, and Synopsys in its traditional deployment are architected for developers who have access to source code repositories. When a federal agency utilizes a tool designed for source code analysis on a COTS binary, the result is a catastrophic visibility gap. Without the source code, these tools cannot inspect the application logic, third-party library usage, or build integrity. They are effectively blind to the internal composition of the software they are supposed to secure. Reversing Labs solves this black box problem through complex binary analysis. By ingesting the compiled binary, the actual file that will run on the agency's network, Reversing Labs decompiles and analyzes the artifact to reconstruct its behavior, dependencies, and lineage. This final exam approach ensures that what the vendor delivered is secure, regardless of the vendor's internal development practices. This capability is unique in its depth and scalability, processing millions of files daily to identify threats that bypass source code scanners. 2.2. The manifest misconception and SBOM integrity. Federal mandates continue to emphasize the Software Bill of Materials, SBOM, as a critical artifact for transparency. However, a dangerous misconception persists regarding the source of SBOM data. Most SBOMs are generated during the build process based on source code manifests, e.g. package.json or pom.xml. These documents represent what the developer intended to include, not necessarily what is in the final product. Complex software supply chain attacks often occur during the build process, injecting malware or tampering with the compiler to introduce threats that do not exist in the source code. The SolarWinds and 3CX compromises are prime examples of this vector, where the source code was clean, but the build environment injected malicious code into the final signed binary. Reversing Labs addresses this by generating binary-derived SBOMs. By analyzing the final executable, Reversing Labs identifies the components that are actually present, revealing phantom dependencies and static-linked libraries that source-based manifests miss. This validation capability allows federal agencies to audit vendor-provided SBOMs against the ground truth of the binary, detecting discrepancies that signal tampering or negligence. 3. Priority Target Analysis. Department of Defense, DOD. The Department of Defense represents the highest priority market for Reversing Labs. The convergence of the Software Fast Track, SWIFT Initiative, the stringent requirements of Platform 1, and the overarching mandate for resilience in contested environments creates an immediate and funded demand for binary analysis capabilities. 3.1. The Software Fast Track, SWIFT Initiative. In early 2025, the DoD Chief Information Officer launched the SWIFT Initiative to overhaul the department's sluggish authority to operate ATO processes. The initiative explicitly demands rigorous software security verification processes to accelerate the adoption of software across warfighting domains. The SWIFT Initiative is a direct response to the operational necessity of deploying capabilities at the speed of mission. However, the acceleration of authorization cannot come at the expense of security. the DoD is seeking automated mechanisms that can provide a go, no-go decision on software safety in minutes rather than months. Reversing Labs is uniquely positioned to serve as the automated gatekeeper for Swift. By integrating Spectra Assure into the software acquisition pathway, the DoD can automatically strip search incoming software binaries for malware and tampering, providing the objective evidence required to grant rapid ATOs. 3.2. Platform 1 and Iron Bank. The binary gap. Platform 1, P1, is the DoD's premier DevSecOps enterprise service, managing the Iron Bank, a repository of digitally hardened container images. While Platform 1 has successfully implemented container scanning tools like Anchor and Twistlock, these solutions operate primarily at the package manager level. There's a recognized binary gap in the Iron Bank's current architecture. While scanners can identify known vulnerabilities, CVEs, in registered packages, they struggle to detect sophisticated tampering within the binary layers of the container or within proprietary binaries that lack standard package manifests. Reversing Labs has already achieved awardable status on the Platform One Solutions Marketplace, a critical procurement milestone. The sales strategy for Platform One must focus on augmentation rather than replacement. The narrative is not to remove Anchor, but to deploy Reversing Labs as the deep inspection layer that catches what standard scanners miss. By analyzing the binaries within Iron Bank containers, Reversing Labs provides the assurance required for high classification deployments, validating that the hardened containers are free from embedded malware or sophisticated supply chain implants. 3.3. CDAO Tradewinds and AI Security. The DoD's Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office, CDAO, operates the Tradewinds Solutions Marketplace, a rapid acquisition environment designed to fast-track AI and digital capabilities. Reversing Labs has secured awardable status in this marketplace as well. The emergence of AI adds a new dimension to supply chain security. AI models are fundamentally large binary files, weights and biases. These files can be tampered with, too. Introduce backdoors or bias, yet they are opaque to traditional security tools. Reversing Labs' ability to analyze large, complex files at scale makes it one of the few solutions capable of verifying the integrity of AI models and training datasets before they are ingested into DoD systems. This AI supply chain security use case is a potent differentiator in the Tradewinds environment. 3.4. DoD Personas and Engagement Strategy. The Authorizing Official, AO, the primary target for the Liability Shield narrative. The AO needs data to justify risk acceptance. Reversing Labs provides the comprehensive audit trail. PEO Weapon Systems, responsible for the firmware in kinetic platforms, e.g., F-35, Aegis. These systems rely on sub-tier suppliers providing black box firmware. RL is the only tool that can verify this firmware without source code. Defense Industrial Base, DIB Primes. Companies like Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman are under immense pressure to validate their own supply chains before delivering to the DoD. RL can be sold to the primes as a pre-validation tool to ensure their deliverables pass SWFT inspection. 4. Priority Target Analysis. Department of Energy, DOE. The Department of Energy, DOE, ranks as the second highest priority due to its statutory responsibility for securing the nation's energy grid and the specific, well-funded mandates of the Citrix program. 4.1. CSER and the Energy Cyber Sense Mandate. The Office of Cybersecurity, Energy Security, and Emergency Response, CSER, leads the DOE's supply chain security efforts under the Energy Cyber Sense program. This program is tasked with ensuring the integrity of the hardware and software components that comprise the bulk power system, BPS. The critical vulnerability in the energy sector lies in operational technology, OT, and industrial control systems, ICS. These systems, remote terminal units, RTUs, programmable logic controllers, PLCs, and inverters, run on specialized firmware. The manufacturers of these devices rarely share source code with the DOE or utility operators. Furthermore, the components often contain subcomponents from global supply chains, introducing significant risk of foreign adversary interdiction. 4.2. The Citrix Program Opportunity. Citrix, Cyber Testing for Resilient Industrial Control Systems, is the DOE's flagship testing program, leveraging the national laboratories to perform expert testing and component enumeration. The program aims to create a standardized repository of testing results to inform procurement decisions across the energy sector. Reversing labs is essential to the scalability of Citrix. Currently, deep firmware analysis is a labor-intensive process, often performed manually by researchers at labs like Idaho National Laboratory, INL. Reversing Labs Spectra Assure provides automated firmware decomposition, allowing Citrix researchers to rapidly explode firmware images into their constituent components. This capability supports the Citrix goal of standardized reporting by automatically generating a granular bill of materials, BOM, for every tested device, identifying digital ingredients down to the subcomponent level. Strategic alignment. The sales team must position Reversing Labs as the engine of Citrix. By standardizing on RL for initial decomposition and analysis, the national labs can increase their testing throughput, allowing them to cover a larger percentage of the critical energy supply chain. 4.3. Key personas. DOE National Labs Director of CSER, the strategic buyer focused on national security impact. The pitch focuses on scaling the Energy CyberSense program to meet White House mandates. INL CyberCorps technical directors, the technical users. The pitch focuses on reducing the manual toil of firmware unpacking and providing a comprehensive database of file reputation to speed up vulnerability discovery. Power Marketing Administrations, PMAs, entities like Bonneville Power Administration, BPA, and WAPA purchase vast amounts of grid equipment. They act as the asset owners who need to validate vendors against Citrix data. 5. Priority Target Analysis. Healthcare, HHS, and Veterans Affairs, VA. The healthcare sector is under increasing regulatory pressure regarding the cybersecurity of medical devices, creating a distinct market for Reversing Labs in both the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. 5.1 HHS, the 405. Program and FDA mandates. HHS serves as the Sector Risk Management Agency, SRMA, for the healthcare and public health, HPH, sector. Through the 405D program, HHS establishes cybersecurity best practices, HIP, for hospitals and manufacturers. Critically, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, an agency within HHS, has implemented rigorous pre-market cybersecurity requirements for medical devices. Manufacturers must now submit SBOMs and vulnerability assessments as part of their 510K submissions. The Internet of Medical Things, IOMT, use case. Medical devices are quintessential black boxes. They run proprietary firmware and are often maintained by third-party vendors. Reversing Labs' firmware analysis capabilities allow HHS and the FDA to validate the security claims of device manufacturers. OIS Supply Chain Risk Management. The HHS Office of Information Security, OIS, maintains a dedicated SCRM program responsible for supplier due diligence. Reversing Labs Spectra Intelligence provides the reputational data required to screen suppliers for national security risks, automating a process that has traditionally been paper-based. 5.2 Veterans Affairs, VALIP and Logistics Modernization. The Department of Veterans Affairs is undertaking a massive modernization of its supply chain infrastructure, following the deprecation of the Defense Medical Logistics Standard Support, DMLSS, system. The new initiative, the VA Logistics Integration Platform, VALIP, is designed as a data-driven DevSecOps environment. VALIP Security. The VA manages the largest integrated healthcare system in the U.S. The software managing its supply chain is mission-critical. VALIP requires a secure software factory approach. Reversing Labs can integrate into the VALIP pipeline to scan all logistics software and third-party integrations for tampering, ensuring the integrity of the supply chain data itself. Directive 1761. The VHA Directive 1761 mandates strict supply chain management operations. Reversing Labs provides the technical control to verify that software entering the VA network complies with these supply chain integrity mandates. 6. Priority Target Analysis. Civilian and Homeland Security, DHS. 6.1 CISA, the standards body. While the June 2025 EO reduced CISA's role in centralized validation, CISA remains the doctrinal lead for federal cybersecurity. CISA continues to champion the Secure by Design initiative, AI pilot programs. DHS and CISA are actively running AI pilot programs to enhance vulnerability detection. Reversing Labs possesses the world's largest repository of malware and goodware samples. This data is invaluable for training and validating CISA's AI models. The sales strategy should position RL as the ground truth data provider for DHS AI initiatives. CDM program. The Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation CDM program focuses on asset management. Reversing Labs' ability to identify software on the network, Spectra Detect, complements the CDM mission by providing deep visibility into file-level risks that standard asset management tools miss. 7. Competitive landscape and strategic positioning. The federal market is contested by established incumbents in the application security testing, AST, space, specifically Synopsys, Black Duck, Sonatype, and Snyk. However, these competitors face structural limitations in the federal context. 7.1. The structural weakness of competitors. The primary weakness of Snyk, Sonatype, and Synopsys is their architectural reliance on source code. These platforms were born in the commercial software development market, designed to help developers write secure code. In the federal government, the user is rarely the developer. They are the acquirer. Sonatype and Snyk both rely heavily on package manifests, e.g. NPM, Maven, to identify vulnerabilities. If a COTS binary does not use a standard package manager or has been compiled into a monolithic executable, these tools cannot see inside it. They are effective for first-party code, but fail on third-party COTS binaries. Synopsys, Black Duck. While Black Duck is the market leader in software composition analysis, SCA, it also primarily focuses on source code and package management. 7.2. The Synopsys Partnership, a strategic force multiplier. Rather than engaging in a direct rip-and-replace battle with Synopsys, Reversing Labs has established a strategic partnership that allows Synopsys customers to ingest Reversing Labs binary analysis data into the Black Duck interface. The Better Together narrative. This partnership is the key to unlocking federal accounts that are already entrenched with Black Duck. The sales pitch is not to remove Black Duck, but to complete it. Black Duck secures the code you write. Reversing Labs secures the software you buy. This integration provides a unified view of risk, source, and binary, filling the 80% blind spot, COTS, that Black Duck alone cannot address. 7.3, Table 2, Competitive Feature Matrix for Federal Use Cases. 8, Procurement and Acquisition Strategy. To operationalize these opportunities, Reversing Labs must leverage its existing contract vehicles and partner ecosystem to remove friction from the procurement process. 8.1. Key Contract Vehicles, SEWPV, the premier government-wide acquisition contract, GWAC, for IT products. Reversing Labs is available through Group A and D holders. This vehicle allows for rapid procurement by any federal agency. GSA Multiple Award Schedule, MAS, contract number GS35F0119Y, via Carahsoft. This is the standard vehicle for civilian agencies. ITES SW2, the mandatory source for Army software procurement. Access via Carahsoft ensures RL is available to Army buyers supporting SWFT, DoD Platform 1, and CDAO Tradewinds. As an awardable vendor, Reversing Labs has already passed the competitive vetting for these marketplaces. This allows DoD customers to bypass lengthy RFI-RFP cycles and move directly to task orders. 8.2. Master Government Aggregator, Carahsoft. Carahsoft serves as the master government aggregator for Reversing Labs. This relationship is critical for scaling. Carahsoft holds the prime contracts and manages the reseller ecosystem. Sales action. The Reversing Labs sales team must coordinate deeply with the Carahsoft Reversing Labs team, reversinglabs@carahsoft.com, to educate the wider reseller network, VARs, on the 2025 liability shift narrative. Empowering VARs to tell the AO liability story will multiply the sales reach into civilian agencies. 8.3 Strategic Roadmap Summary. 1. Immediate term, Q1 2026. Focus on converting DoD Platform 1 awardable status into active deployments by targeting program executive offices, PEOs, needing to meet SWIFT timelines. leverage the binary gap narrative. 2. Midterm, Q2 2026. Operationalize the DoD Citrix opportunity by engaging INL and CSER with a firmware analysis pilot. 3. Long-term, Q3 Q4 2026. Expand into civilian agencies, HHS VA, by leveraging the AO liability narrative and the Synopsys integration to upsell existing SCA customers. 9. Conclusion. The federal software security market of 2025 is defined by a stark reality. Centralized safety nets have been removed, and personal liability for agency authorizing officials has increased. In this high-stakes environment, the government's traditional reliance on source code analysis tools is a liability. The inability of legacy AST platforms to inspect the COTS and firmware binaries that dominate federal networks creates an unacceptable risk blind spot. Reversing Labs stands as the essential technological countermeasure to this risk by providing the ability to inspect the final software artifact regardless of source code availability. Reversing Labs Spectra Assure empowers AOs to accept risk with eyes wide open. From the contested environments of the DoD to the critical infrastructure of the energy grid and the medical devices protecting veteran health, Reversing Labs provides the ground truth required to secure the mission. The alignment of Reversing Labs' capabilities with the DoD SWIFT initiative, DOE Citrix program, and the post-2025 regulatory landscape positions the company not just as a tool vendor, but as a strategic partner in national defense. Works cited. White House issues new cybersecurity executive order. Inside government contracts. Accessed November 18, 2025. 2. The devil's in the details. Executive order on cybersecurity reveals administration's focus on AI cyber convergence, secure software development, and foreign threats insights and resources. Goodwin. Access November 18, 2025. https://www.pcthedevilsinthedetails. Executive order.